MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 8, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Thunderstorms near 80 today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:39 p.m. Salem residents are getting a glimpse of their future related to the planned offshore wind project. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that a 21,000-ton sea installer is docked in Salem Harbor as the company that owns the boat is preparing to work on another offshore wind farm. The vessel is owned by DEME Group, a global contractor of offshore energy. Gloucester residents are seeing new solar-powered signs that can provide real-time updates on local businesses, events, and emergency information. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that the signs were purchased through a $50,000 grant the city received. Currently, there are four signs located around the city. The city of Newburyport is looking to get an additional $1 million in state funding this fiscal year. The Daily News reports that much of that money is targeted for the school department. The schools are dealing with a nearly $500,000 increase in special education costs for the coming year. In Peabody, a community meeting will be held Wednesday night for residents to share their input on a new public safety building that the city is looking to build. The Salem News reports that the meeting will take place at 6 p.m. at the Higgins Middle School Auditorium on Perkins Street. Seven state police troopers that were fired for refusing to comply with the state's COVID-19 vaccine mandate could be getting their jobs back. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that a state arbitrator ruled that the Department of State Police violated anti-discrimination sections of their union contracts 2 years ago when they terminated or suspended the officers. And the Grace Oliver Beach in Marblehead has reopened to swimmers. The Daily Item is reporting that just last week, the state closed the beach due to water quality, but additional testing that was made public last night, and that has allowed the beach to reopen. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Royals last night 6-2 at Fenway Park. The two teams will play again tonight. Today we are posting another interview with another North Shore football coach in our ongoing series of interviews with area coaches on their careers as players and then to coaches. Today we will feature North Reading football coach Ed Blum. 2 years ago, his Hornets lost in the Super Bowl. This past year, they won a Super Bowl title. Blum notes that getting back to Gillette was not that easy.
Yeah, and I give, you know, credit to a lot of the, you know, leadership last year and upperclassmen last year. I mean, they kind of owned it, you know, after the loss, they kind of owned it, and it was a really great offseason of work that they put in preparing. But, you know, that preseason last August, certainly had its ups and downs. I mean, I think the pressure was kind of getting to people. The expectation of, oh, we'll just get back there was getting to people, including coaches. I think it, you know, the outside noise, was definitely there because we were returning a lot of people. And, you know, at the end of preseason, after our scrimmage against Wakefield, you know, the coaches, the seniors, and the juniors met for about 2 hours at the school, and we kind of just talked about preseason. We talked about, you know, what went well, what didn't go well, kind of what was the hardest thing. And, at, you know, one point I think it came out from either a player or one of the assistant coaches, and we just owned the fact that, yeah, you know, the expectation, that high pressure was kind of getting to us, that we were allowing these outside influence say, oh, you guys will just get back to Gillette, and kind of getting away from the certain way that we need to practice and the certain way that we need to play and prepare each week. And all of that will hopefully in the end get us to where we want to be. And again, it was a special group because, you know, not only did they challenge themselves, but as a coach, you can't always have some of these as open conversations as you want. And this was a group that was very receptive to it.
North Reading football coach Ed Blum. We will have much more with Coach Blum on our website today. That is sports. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.